Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Wikipedia page for Operation Snow White, part one of two. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Bernardo, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
All right, everybody. This is an interesting story that I learned about because I was watching a documentary about how the episode of South Park really damaged and started the decline of the Church of Scientology.
I didn't realize it was South Park that started the decline.
That was the first time something that big in the media took a direct shot at Scientology like that.
Really?
Yeah. And then the Scientology people tried to do research on the South Park staff writers and stuff, and then weren't able to do anything. So they never backed down. So it started to decline when all of this information came out because it was all this stuff that only their upper levels were supposed to know. They put it in the TV show.
Oh, wow.
And this is one of the things that I found out about during watching that documentary about that episode taking down the church. Okay?
Wait. So if I'm understanding correctly, somebody on the staff of South Park knew the insides of Scientology and released that information?
They researched all the stuff and then they wrote episodes about it.
Wow. Good job.
Yeah, here we go. Operation Snow White. Operation Snow White was a criminal conspiracy by the Church of Scientology during the 1970s to purge unfavorable records about Scientology and its founder, L. Ron Hubbard. This project included a series of infiltrations into and thefts from 136 government agencies, foreign embassies, and consulates, as well as private organizations critical of Scientology carried out by church members in more than 30 countries. It was one of the largest infiltrations of the United States government in history, with up to 5,000 covert agents. This operation also exposed the Scientology plot Operation Freakout, because Operation Snow White was the case that initiated the U.S. government's investigation of the church. That's crazy already.
It is.
It's pretty nuts.
Under this program, Scientology operatives committed infiltration, wiretapping, and theft of documents in government offices, most notably those of the U.S. Internal Revenue System. 11 highly placed church executives, including Mary Sue Hubbard, third wife of founder L. Ron Hubbard, and second in command of the organization, pleaded guilty and were convicted in federal court of obstructing justice, burglary of government offices, and theft of documents and government property. The case was United States versus Mary Sue Hubbard et al., 493 F. ss.supp.209ddc1979.
Man, that is some balls.
It is.
It's pretty crazy. Background. As early as 1960, L. Ron Hubbard had proposed that Scientologists should infiltrate government departments by taking secretarial, bodyguard, or other jobs. In the early 1970s, the Church of Scientology was increasingly scrutinized by U.S. federal agencies, having already been raided by the Food and Drug Administration in 1963. The Internal Revenue Service, IRS, claimed the church owed millions of dollars in taxes, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation sent agents into the organization. And the church's response involved a publicity campaign, extensive litigation against the IRS, and a program of infiltration of agency offices.
The specific branch of Scientology responsible for Operation Snow White was the Guardian's Office. Created in 1966 by L. Ron Hubbard, the purpose of the Guardian's Office was to protect the interests of Scientology. At the time of Operation Snow White, the Guardian's Office had its worldwide headquarters, Guardian's Office, WW, located at St. Hill Manor in England. Headquarters in the United States, Guardian's Office, US, were in Los Angeles, California. Though smaller offices existed in Washington, D.C., Guardian's Office, D.C., and other cities throughout the United States. Each Guardian office consisted of five bureaus. One such bureau was the Information Bureau, which oversaw the infiltration of the government. L. Ron Hubbard oversaw the Guardian's office, though it was Mary Sue Hubbard, his wife, who held the title Commodore Staff Guardian.
Several years later, in 1973, the Guardian's office began a massive infiltration of government around the world, though the primary target of the operation was the United States. Worried about Scientology's long-term reputation, the Guardian's office decided to infiltrate Interpol to obtain documents related to Scientology, as well as those connecting L. Ron Hubbard to criminal activity. Jane Kimber handed this duty to Henning Helt and his staff.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message. While you avoid infiltrating government offices,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Now let's get back to how crazy this is.
This is crazy. I've watched a number of documentaries on Scientology, and I've tried reading about it. I still have no understanding of what Scientology even is.
You should watch that episode of South Park. It explained it in a very funny way in about 30 minutes.
All right.
It is worth it. It's funny. It is available freely on YouTube, and Comedy Central is not doing copyright strikes if you repost it because they just want it to be out there.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
That's really great. Funny. Good job, Comedy Central.
It's mostly because of Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Yep, that makes sense. They just really want South Park to end, and Comedy Central doesn't allow it to. Around this time, L. Ron Hubbard himself wrote Guardian Order 732, which called for the removal and correction of erroneous Scientology files. It is here that Operation Snow White has its origins. Though the order called for this to be achieved by legal means, this would quickly change. Hubbard himself would later be named by federal prosecutors as an unindicted co-conspirator for his part in the operation. Though extensive records of his involvement exist, many Scientologists claim his directives were misinterpreted by his followers.
Operation Snow White would be further refined by Guardian Order 1361, addressed from Jane Kimber to Helt, Duke Snyder, and Richard Wigand. GO-1361, GO stands for Guardian Order, called for, among other things, an infiltration of the Los Angeles and London offices of the IRS and the Department of Justice.
While the order was specific to the IRS, the Guardian's office was soon recruiting their own field agents to infiltrate other governmental offices, including the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, the U.S. Coast Guard Intelligence Service, and the National Institute of Mental Health, among others, as well as the American Medical Association. The program called for rewards to be given for successful missions carried out by Scientologists.
I mean, this is dead serious and a horrible crime. But it's also funny that they're just like, we're just going to infiltrate the government. It's like, you know, like those conspiracies that everybody's always raving about.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually one of them.
Yep.
One of the sentencing memoranda in the case also noted that, contrary to what the defendants claim, the programs planned by the Guardian's office were not restricted to trying to remove, quote, false reports, but included plans to plant false information. For instance, planting false records about a cat with a pedigree name into U.S. security agent computers so that later the creature hold a press conference and photographic story results. The purpose of Operation Cat was to hold up the American security to ridicule, as outlined in the GO by LRH. That's L. Ron Hubbard.
The start of 1974 saw Michael Meisner appointed Assistant Guardian for Information in the District of Columbia, AGIDC. Meisner's responsibilities included the implementation of all Information Bureau orders, programs, and projects within the D.C. area. Meisner's supervisor at this time was Duke Snyder, the Assistant Guardian for D.C., or AGDC. This was the highest position in Washington's GO office.
He is rising to the top of the pile of poop.
Poop.
In July 1974, Meisner was ordered by Duke Snyder to implement the previously written plan to obtain Interpol documents, which were then located in the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Meisner had more to do than just this, though, as by August, he was also taking directions from Cindy Raymond, the GO's collections officer for the U.S., who ordered Meisner to assist her in finding a loyal Scientologist agent to gain employment at the IRS headquarters in Washington, D.C. This employee was to steal all documents dealing with Scientology, especially those involving current litigation by Scientology against the government. Meisner discussed this with Raymond for a period of a month before interviewing various Scientologists with no luck. A month after the order had been given, Raymond informed Meisner that she had selected Gerald Bennett Wolfe.
Fascinating.
Super fascinating. I mean, this is quite the feat. I wonder how they got caught. I bet we'll find out from reading this, but I'm just wondering, like, what went wrong? I mean, it went wrong, obviously, when they thought of the idea. But I mean, especially when you know that Scientology, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe they didn't know. Because I feel like the higher-ups know that Scientology is kind of BS. So, I mean, they must know that.
Yeah, they do.
And so knowing that they had this BS thing, but they were probably, like, too souped up on their own accomplishment by tricking so many people into Scientology that they were just like, well, we could also infiltrate the government.
It was slightly more thought out than the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 21st.
Slightly. I think greatly.
Just a little.
I think a lot more thought out. Well, this has been the Wikipedia page for Operation Snow White, part one of two.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your conspiracies.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.